So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live and the podcast Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the app again. It's free. Go to it on the podcast today. We're going to have, we talked about Telluride. The strike is over.
That's great news.
The new Bronco song that Carson paid $5.99 with AI to put together that you all hated.
Hated.
Terrible. We talked about getting fat again once you stopped the Ozempic jab.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, we talked.
And then we gave BJ a new name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's really stuck, though, it seems.
I feel like a few did. Bozo BJ.
Really? Bozo BJ. All right.
We talked about putting cars up your butt.
We did.
It was a good show.
We did.
Solid.
Yeah. Carson brought that up. I don't know why he's into that. All right. So.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
cars,
yes.
Your Tesla, you guys, got the word, it's here.
Word is the bird.
So is it sitting at the dealership?
Word. It's in transit right now.
Wow.
Yes. And I get it next week, and I have a delivery date, time, everything.
All set up.
I just got to go get the check from Bunko.
Well, good for you.
Here's the thing. I just told BJ, I squealed, y'all. I squealed. I was like, oh my God, I get my car. And I told him the date that I get it. I'm so excited. I was reading him all the details, dual motor, the rims, like all the stuff it has, and the full service driving, everything that has, because I bought every single option it allowed me to. And I was like, look at this. Oh my God. So exciting, right? Because I haven't had a new car since 2017, right?
Okay.
It's been a while. That was the last time I had a new car. And so I'm so excited about this. I go, why aren't you excited for me? And he's like, because you're not using fuel.
Yeah. I'm losing fuel friends left and right. They're all going to that electric crap. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all want to be in the battery world. My fuel friends are getting fewer and fewer. And it's not fun. Because I'll never change.
I don't think it's that. I think that now that I'm getting my Tesla next week and it's scheduled and it's all that, I think that you're worried that Slacker and I are going to be BFFs. We're going to wear our Tesla, you know, belt buckles together. I'll call him. I'll text him. I'll be like, hey, is it Tesla belt buckle day? He'll be like, yeah, pull it out. You know, we'll wear our Tesla hats. We have Tesla gear.
Sounds like you've thought about it.
Well, I'm just saying you're a little jealous about that.
We're going to the electric road rally.
Did you guys see now that when you hit lock on your Tesla, you can make it do different sound effects?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
I always knew like you could do that with the horn.
Yeah, now they do it on the lock button.
Oh, wow.
You can do like Star Wars.
Fart noises.
Yeah, yeah, like all kinds of stuff. I'll find the app, but it's super fun.
It's no wonder people scratch them.
Oh my God,
that would
you're
be irritating
mean.
Me walking through a parking lot.
No. BJ's going to key your Tesla.
I know, he's going to be the one that keys it, right? That's awful.
Well, here's why, because I hate Elon Musk. What? I can't believe you would support that man.
Wait, listen, shut up.
I'll be back. That's a good one.
Ooh, the X-Files.
I don't know. Aren't those great?
Those are awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It is fun, right?
Yeah, it's pretty
and
cool.
And I told you off the air, because you're kind of making me mad, because I'm excited. Again, I haven't had a new car since 2017, people. It's not like I, you know, roll around in new cars all the time. Anyway, I said, I can't believe you're not happy for me. And I said, I was thrilled for you when you got that RV. Thrilled for you. In fact, when you were on the fence, what'd I say? I'm like, go get that RV. Live a little.
One of the worst decisions I ever made was letting her talk me into that damn RV. Yeah. I haven't used it once. Bought it in October. Worst month of the year you could buy it. What'd she tell me? BJ, it's all about making memories. You can't put a price tag on memories. And I bought it hook, line, and sinker. I was like a hooked fish right in the water. She was reeling me into the boat.
No, I wouldn't.
One of the worst decisions ever. I'm a sucker.
Oh, my God.
Sucker, I'm telling you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.